So in this way Srila Prabhupada stayed in Mayapur, and because Prabhupada's health condition was not so good, Prabhupada, Abhiram Prabhu, who was the temple president of Calcutta at that time, arranged for a very famous Ayurvedic doctor who was also acquainted to Srila Prabhupada to come to Mayapur and treat Srila Prabhupada. His name was Bimalananda Tarkatirtha. And he was also a retired member of Legislative Assembly, MLA, of the West Bengal government. And so he was a very old man. At that time he was 92 years old and he was blind. But he was considered to be one of the best Ayurvedic doctors. Prabhupada later on told me one day that he was a very good Ayurvedic doctor, but he ruined his career by entering into politics. Since he entered into politics, his Ayurvedic career, medical career was neglected, and he didn't have any time also later on to pursue it. So he started to treat Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, although that person had his personal servant with him, but Prabhupada wanted me to take care of him. So I used to bring him to Prabhupada's room and I used to take care of him also. So this way Prabhupada was having his treatment, and often Prabhupada would sit with him and talk. And those intimate moments with him were very sweet and had a very nice impression in my mind. That also reminds me, once I expressed my desire to learn Sanskrit to Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada discouraged me, asking, why do you want to learn Sanskrit? And I gave him various reasons, but Prabhupada said, no, there is no need to learn Sanskrit. And then finally he said, you read my books and you'll learn Sanskrit. And then he elaborated. He said, what's the point in learning Sanskrit? There are so many Sanskrit scholars, but what are they doing? They're not doing anything to spread Krishna consciousness or even spread the glory of Indian culture. They just learn it in Sanskrit and that's about all. So Prabhupada pointed out that our main mission is actually to preach, not to become a big scholar. And Prabhupada said that, and you can preach with whatever you have already learned. In course of preaching, what you learn, that is another thing, but there is no need to separately learn for something in order to preach. Whatever you have learned is enough, is sufficient to preach. And so this way Prabhupada discouraged me from learning Sanskrit. So one day Prabhupada was discussing with Bimalananda Tarkatirtha, and after he treated, Prabhupada was discussing about the age of Kali, how degraded it will become, and Prabhupada wanted me to get the Srimad Bhagavatam. Those days the 12th canto was not translated, so Prabhupada asked me to get the Sanskrit Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada asked me to open certain chapter and start reading some part of that chapter. He indicated where from I should start reading. And I started to read. And then Prabhupada explained. I read the verses and then Prabhupada translated and explained, elaborated on the purport. Then after Bimalananda Tarkatirtha left his room, Prabhupada looked at me and asked, where did you learn Sanskrit? And I was also amazed the way I, without any difficulty, I was able to read the verses of 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that time I could understand that by the mercy of the spiritual master, everything is possible. And in this way, Prabhupada used to have some very intimate dealings with Bimalananda Tarkatirtha. And one day, Prabhupada and Vimalananda Tirtha were sitting down together one evening, and Prabhupada started to tell about his own life. And that way I had the good fortune of hearing his life, Prabhupada, from Prabhupada's own mouth. Prabhupada explained how he met with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922 when he was just a young man, and how he quit his job, although he was a householder with a son. But at that time his only desire was to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that's why he wanted to quit his job. But Dr. Bose, his father's friend, who was the proprietor of Dr. Bose's laboratory, he didn't want Prabhupada to resign from his job. And when he got to know that the reason why he was quitting his job is because he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, fulfilling the instruction of this saintly personality he met. And Prabhupada explained that I want to give my time to him, this mission completely. But if I am working for you, then my time is sold out to you. My time doesn't belong to me, it belongs to you. And therefore Prabhupada decided to start a business. And by running his business, he could earn his money, earn his livelihood, and at the same time he would have enough time to preach Krishna consciousness. So when Dr. Bose heard that, so he said, okay, then you take up the agency for my products for North India. And that's how Prabhupada went to Allahabad and set up his business there. And although Prabhupada started his business, Prabhupada mentioned that he was not very successful in his business. And he was not successful in his business because his mind was not in business. His mind was in how to fulfill the order of a spiritual master and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And this way Prabhupada had been struggling for many, many years to get the proper opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness. He even told Bimalanam Tarkatirtha that his plan was that by running his business he would make a lot of money, and with the money he will go to the West and spread Krishna consciousness. But that didn't happen. He was not able to make a lot of money. He was not very successful in his business. And then finally Prabhupada said that ultimately when Krishna sent me to the West, he sent me as a pauper, but everything happened. Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world. And this is how Krishna actually pointed out that when you serve me, don't worry about anything. I will make all that. That's how Srila Prabhupada put it to Vimalananda Tirtha. That although he went without any resources, without any funds, without any patronage, but his mission was successful beyond anyone's imagination. And it all happened without any financial arrangement. So it actually happened by Krishna's divine mercy. Krishna's causeless mercy. So this is how Prabhupada explained to him about his success in Krishna consciousness. And so this is how Prabhupada stayed in Mayapur until Gaur Purnima, and soon after Gaur Purnima Prabhupada decided to leave Mayapur and go to Bombay. The devotees in Bombay arranged a program in Cross Maidan, and Prabhupada needed to go there for that soul. Thank you very much. So tomorrow I will come back to you again. We continue after that. Continue from this point on. Hari Bol. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi.